Trump at Nevada rally, Biden rounding up pro-life activists all over the country. By Paul Bois on October 8, 2022. Former President Donald Trump called out the Department of Justice, DOJ, for sending the FBI to arrest pro-lifers around the country over alleged minor offenses. Speaking before a crowd of supporters at his rally in Nevada, the former president said that Joe Biden and his Democrat supporters in government are turning America into a police state, citing the administration's humiliating arrests of pro-lifers and the blind eye it turned toward mass firebombings of pro-life clinics at the hands of pro-choice terrorists. Before our very eyes, Biden and his left-wing handlers are turning America into a police state, said Trump, adding, look at what's going on. After ignoring violent attacks on pro-life clinics, the Biden administration is rounding up pro-life activists all over the country. First, they arrested the minister that you all read about. Then this week they arrested grandparents with guns drawn, many agents storming into their little houses, putting them in jail. In September, the FBI raided the home of pro-life activist Mark Haukas as screaming children watched in horror over charges related to the FACE Act stemming from an incident in which Haukas shoved a 72-year-old abortion activist who was escorting women into a Planned Parenthood clinic. Haukas' family maintains that the man had been harassing his 12-year-old son. Just last week, the Department of Justice, DOJ, reportedly charged 11 pro-life advocates with federal charges related to a 2021 protest at a Tennessee abortion clinic. A majority of the defendants could receive up to 11 years in prison. These people went out and beautifully, silently protested. And they're in jail now, Trump said of the pro-life activists. They were protesting outside of abortion clinics and the government are charging them with crimes punishable with up to 11 years in prison. In many cases, they're grandparents and elderly people. He continued. These are peaceful patriots. You could agree with them. You don't have to agree. They want to put them in jail for 11 years for doing what they have the absolute right to do. The Democrats are locking up their political opponents, spying on their political rivals, silencing dissent, and using the full force of government, law enforcement, and the media, the fake media. The former president then called upon every freedom-loving American to oppose this tyranny in the coming midterm election. This election, we have to do it. We don't have the luxury of waiting. The only way evil will triumph is for good men and women to do nothing, he concluded.